It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
And joining us right now from Globe Life Field, it's new Texas Rangers ace, right-handed pitcher, Jacob DeGrom. Jacob, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
So what is it? What have the last, I don't know, 6 days been like for you? Maybe even longer, maybe the last seven.
You know, it's been kind of a whirlwind, you know, just figuring out everything, you know, deciding to you know, come to Texas and be a part of the Rangers. You know, it was very exciting. And then traveling here, you know, doing this announcement, it's been kind of a whirlwind, but, you know, we are super, super excited to be here. And, you know, me and my family are looking forward to the next 5+ years here.
Are you going to plant roots here? I know you live in Florida. Are you looking to be a full-time resident here, or how do you guys plan on doing that?
Yeah, we'll probably still end up spending the off seasons in Florida. You know, with two kids, they love seeing their grandparents. You know, my family, and as well as my wife's family. So we're close to everybody there. So we'll probably continue to live in Florida, but, you know, looking for a place to live here throughout the year.
Okay. So you just had your press conference, so hopefully these memories are these thoughts are close to your head. What was it? What was it that sold you on the Texas Rangers?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I think it's whenever you hear that teams are calling, you know, Texas was one that I heard that we were going to have a Zoom call with and go through the meeting process with. And, you know, I was excited, and you're excited to see what teams have to say. And, you know, talking to CY and Boach was on the call, just hearing those guys' vision, you know, Boach has won 3 World Series. So, he knows what it takes to get there, and the vision of this team, and where we want to be, lined up with, you know, what I wanted to do. I want to win baseball games and ultimately win a World Series. And that's where, you know, the goal is. And to do that for a number of years, you know, that was the vision of what they're trying to do here. And I felt like, that lined up with what me and my family, wanted to do, and ultimately made the decision to sign with the Texas Rangers, and thrilled about it.
Unfortunately, I've had a pretty close view, and John too, of the last 2 seasons, and they haven't been great on the field. But you could see the progress,
without a doubt.
So as you did your research, you see the progress, I'm assuming. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you see the signings of Corey and Marcus, and those guys are you know, some of the best players in baseball, and then. You know, continuing to add throughout this offseason and, you know, saying that they wanted me, you know, the Texas Rangers came after me and really wanted me here. And, you know, I felt like this was a place that I can help, and you want to go out there every 5th day and put us in a position to win a baseball game, you know, and anything can happen in this sport. So, you know, we're excited, you know, all this is exciting, but, you know, the real excitement is when we step between those lines and leave it all out on the field.
You talked about this also. You've had a couple rough years on the injury front this year. The stress reaction, which you said was kind of a freak injury. But I do think a lot of people are wondering how is Jacob DeGrom feeling?
Yeah, you know, I feel really good. Finished the season really strong. You know, felt healthy. Felt like I could have kept going. So. You know, with that being said, you go into the off season and the goal, you prepare to make 30 plus starts, and, you know, you hope it ends up being quite a bit more than that. And you're pitching deep into playoffs, and, you know, that's the goal for me. Go out there, like I said, every 5th day, take the ball and, you know, put us in a position to win. You know, that's the ultimate goal, and the ultimate goal is winning a World Series. So anything that I can do to help with that, you know, that's what I want to do.
I thought it was pretty interesting when we talked afterward that you knew Keith Meister from the scapula injury that you had this year, and you know, the he's kind of like, that's kind of like his specialty is the subscapulus and the scapulus stuff. So I guess it's a nice comfort level knowing that you're coming to a team with a doc who you know and who knows you.
Yeah, that's a nice comfort level. And, you know, that was just, you know, obviously that was frustrating last year. Like I said, I felt really good, you know, last spring, and it was just a weird bone injury. And talking to Meister about that and him saying, hey, you just got to wait for this to heal. Everything looks fine. You just got to wait for this to heal. And once it did, you know, was able to build back up and go out and pitch. And like I said, finish the year healthy. So, you know, preparing this offseason to go out there and make 30 plus starts.
We had Mike Maddox in studio earlier in the show, and you also touched on this, but this guy's one of the best pitching coaches in baseball. What can a veteran and a Cy Young winner like you take from Mike Maddox?
You know, I've had a lot of people who've impacted me a lot in my career, and a lot of them have been different pitching coaches. So, you know, you take bits and pieces and find out things that work for you. You know, he may view something a little different and you try it and, oh man, that worked. So anybody who's been around the game that long obviously knows a lot about it. So to be able to learn and constantly try to figure out a way to get guys out, you know, it's a plus. So looking forward to my opportunity with, you know, working with Mike and seeing what he has to offer. You know, you're always trying to get better and always trying to learn new things in this game. And I think he's going to be great at helping me with that.
So you had your family there today. How old are your kids?
I got two kids, Jackson's 6 and Aniston's 4. So, you know, they're excited to be here.
That's what I was going to guess. Is Jackson, is he playing T-ball or is he gotten into it yet?
Yeah, he played he was a little too old to play T-ball. He missed the cutoff by like 9 days. So he had to play against some 8-year-olds, but he did great. You know, he's starting to really like baseball. So bringing him into the clubhouse and getting him out on the field and enjoying that time with him here, you know, definitely looking forward to making those kind of memories as well.
What do you think about 8-year-old baseball? I mean, it's rough. I mean, my son's 10, but I mean, it's fun. It's fun, but.
Hey, I got more nervous than, I mean, when I pitch for him, I'm like, all right, I hope he has a good game. And then sitting there pacing back and forth, my wife's like, hey, calm down, would you? And she's like, now you know how we feel when you pitch. I said, oh, well.
That's good stuff. All right, real quick, I'm going to turn over to John and maybe ask you some non-baseball stuff.
Yeah, we usually do this, and you'll learn this more as we see you around the clubhouse and all of that. Mine's more fun stuff. Only going to keep you for a couple of days because I know you got 10 minutes to get out of here, and I appreciate it. First of all, you're from Ormond Beach, Florida, Calvary Christian Academy. That's where you went to high school. Did you play any other sports when you were in high school?
I played basketball, and I golfed some.
You golfed? Hey, what's your golf game? Are you scratch, like a lot of pitchers?
I went to, let's see, when I was younger, I switched to right-handed, then I switched back to left-handed, so golf game's not very good.
Okay.
Okay, now you go to Stetson University. Let me understand this right. You were a shortstop originally, right?
Freshman year, third base. Sophomore year, shortstop. Junior year, shortstop and pitching.
And pitching. So you were always pitching. Were you coming out of the bullpen? What? I mean, you're throwing 100 miles. Were you throwing that hard in high school?
No, I didn't pitch much in high school. I'd throw every once in a while, but my first 2 years in college, I didn't pitch at all. And then I might have had one inning. I can't remember in a blowout game. They, you know, brought me in to throw. My first 2 years in college, I didn't pitch. And then the plan was to play shortstop when I was a junior in close. And then I got switched to a starting pitcher.
So, I mean, Stetson's where Corey Kluber went. How far apart were you guys?
I'm not sure. I think his last spring was my first fall.
Okay.
So I was springs 8, 9, 10 there. So I think 7 was his last year. I'm not sure though.
Yeah. The Hatters were the producer of Cy Young winners.
This is always one of my fun ones. I like to ask. You were drafted in the 9th round by the Mets. Of course, back then, that was 19. When was that? It was 2010 when you were drafted. So you weren't in New York, your 9th round. How did you find out you'd been drafted? How did that go?
I was at my grandma's and just got a call. Like, hey, we're going to take you in the 9th round. And I said, okay, awesome.
Do you remember where you reported first?
Down to St. Lucie.
St. Lucie. All right, we're going to get out of here. One question we ask a lot of people that's a lot of fun. It's what's something that nobody knows about you. If you want to know a couple of fun ones, your general manager there, We always ask, what's something nobody knows about Jacob DeGrom? We've got some fun ones. Jack Leiter doesn't like peanut butter. Mike Maddux, what did he say today?
Scared of heights.
He's scared of heights. Anything? What's something that nobody knows about Jacob DeGrom?
I'm not really sure. They can answer that right off the top of their head. I'll have to think about that and get back with you on that.
I'll see you out there. We'll see you at spring training. Well, I'm going to hit you back up on that one. Hey, Jacob, welcome to Texas. We're so excited to have you here. I come at this from kind of the Ranger fan time. Look, this is the first time a true ace like this. I mean, we had Nolan Ryan. He was great, but not with your resume coming in here. It's super exciting. Welcome to Texas.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys. All right, Jacob. Jacob DeGrom, Texas Rangers.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, we'll see you around spring.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, and joining us right now from Globe Life Field, it's new Texas Rangers pitcher Nathan Eovaldi is joining us. Nate, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing well, doing well. We just saw you at the press conference. Saw the family. I made your son a paper airplane. I hope he's enjoying it. They were rustling those papers during it. And it was pretty funny.
He still has it. He was throwing it around earlier, but he still got it.
Okay, good. I hope he doesn't poke anybody's eye out, but we're good on that. But just kind of what you talked about here at the press conference. Why the Texas Rangers? Why the team that won 68 games last year? Why do you think they can win championships here in the near future?
I mean, I feel like it's the way that the ownership's going about winning, the way they're going about building the organization, the team. We have the young prospects that are in the minors that are ready to come up. Adding to the rotation. For me personally, my biggest belief in winning a World Series championship is having a good starting rotation. And I feel like we have 7-plus arms that are able to do that. I'm not familiar, 100% with all the minor league guys and stuff that we have, but that's what I'm looking forward to for spring training, to get to know everybody and help them guys out. But, we have 7 solid arms that are able to, make an impact right now in the starting rotation. And then that just helps the bullpen out that much more. And I think whenever you have a fresh bullpen, it saves the load of the starting rotation. The starting rotation, it works vice versa. They both work with each other and help each other out. And again, sure, when you can go 7-8 innings, the infield guys, all the offense, like, they look forward to coming into the field knowing that we have a chance to win today. And I think that's where it all starts. And once you show the guys that we're here and we're ready to compete and win, I think it opens the doors to success.
Looking at the way you've pitched in the past and looking at your numbers, it seems like your favorite pitch is strike one. it just seems like you work in the zone, and sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad, but just kind of talk about your pitching philosophy.
Absolutely. For me, it's strike one. And I've come to learn that teams are going to take them chances. You can usually tell from the first batter what their game plan is going to be. And if they come out swinging, that's where fortunately I got 5 pitches. I have 4 off-speed pitches that I can go to. And, I essentially come into a game having 2 to 3 scouting reports on how I'm going to attack the hitters. But then I also need to know how they're going to try to face me and react to me. And because I throw so many strikes, they come out swinging aggressively early, trying to get 1 or 2 runs across the board early. And I got to do what I can to prevent that. And again, to be able to go 7-8 innings, you can't be losing pitches. So if you fall behind a guy 2-0, that's 2 pitches that are wasted. It's same if you get a guy 0-2 and now it's a full count, you've wasted 3 other pitches. I'm a big fan of strikeouts, but at the same time, I'm more of a fan of a 1 pitch out. So whatever I have to do to go out there and get as many outs as possible, as quick as possible, that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, it seems like the Rangers have, I mean, every team wants their pitchers to not walk guys, but, there's been a point of emphasis for the Rangers. It seems like Chris Young, and I know from experience, and John knows, having worked with Mike Maddux, that Mike Maddux, that's his thing too. What's your interaction been with those two guys?
Yeah, so I've been talking to CY quite a bit, obviously, with all the negotiations and things like that, and then ever since that I've signed the deal, or we came to an agreement with it, we've been talking a lot, and that was one of the other things that intrigued me about coming over here, is you have somebody with a pitching mind in the front office that has a finger and knows what we're going through and what it takes to be successful. And he's working with ownership and to make that happen. And that was another reason to coming over here and working with Maddux. We've only had, 2 brief conversations, but I'm extremely excited about coming over here and working with him, the success that he's had and working with players, and obviously as a pitcher himself, just to be able to be a part of that. And, you know, I think it's going to be outstanding for us. And same with Bochy, having the success that he's had as a manager and just knowing what it takes to win a World Series championship. It, when I went through it in 18, you know, we had that confidence coming to 19 that we were going to be able to do it. And I think we finished last place. You know, there's just those expectations that you want. And it doesn't work that way. There are no expectations. You have to go out and put in the work, and it's the daily ins and out of everything and the grind and being a part of a team and having each other's back and just having that camaraderie in the clubhouse. And we know what it takes. Now we just have to piece it all together.
Yeah. Now this isn't the first time you've switched teams in your career, but you come here and I'm, you know, the way baseball is, you probably know somebody, but you know, Martin Perez, and Martin's a friend of our show. I've known Martin since he was 17 years old. What's your relationship with him?
It's great. You know, ever since, you know, he was my team for the first time over there with the Red Sox, he's been outstanding. You know, he's one of the guys that relates obviously really well with the Latin guys, but also too with everybody else in the clubhouse. And you have to have that. You know, you can't just have pitchers with pitchers, infielders, outfielders all together. Like, it needs to be a full team effort. And, you know, he does a really good job of getting everybody involved. And, you know, he messes around with everybody, and, you know, he keeps everybody laughing, and you never really see him upset about anything. So it's always good to have that positivity in the clubhouse. And I feel I'm the same way of always being positive, and there's always a brighter outlook on everything. And even in the darker situations and things like that. But I've also played with Brad Miller, Jake, Odorizzi. Sure. I don't know. I think that's it.
Okay. But,
yeah, I play with a few guys and obviously against a lot of the guys, but I'm excited to join the Rangers and to get everything going for sure.
Did you see Martin's suit that he wore to the All-Star game?
I did.
That's pretty sweet. Not everybody can pull that off.
Not everybody can pull it off, but he's one of them.
Hey, he's also, I think he's planning to play in the World Baseball Classic. I know you've committed to it. What led you to that, and how does that affect a spring training for you?
So obviously I've always wanted to. I've always dreamed of being able to put on the USA uniform and be able to represent for our country. And, you know, this was the first time that they had offered it, and I, you know, didn't hesitate to say yes to it. You know, I'm willing to do whatever they need me to do. And obviously we have a loaded amount of talent that's going to be participating in it. And obviously the goal is to bring home the gold. From what I was told, there's really not going to be that much of a difference compared to spring training and where we normally are. We may be built up one inning extra, but there's going to be limitations. You know, they're not going to be running us out there for 100 pitches through four or five innings, things like that. I think it'll be an inning limit and a pitch limit. But again, I'm going to be prepared and willing to do whatever they need me to do.
And you told us afterward that some of the writers that you've been off a mound. Was that in preparation for this, or is that just kind of you wanting to just keep your arm going?
No, yeah. For me, I enjoy just getting it going a little early. I'd rather prepare a little early and kind of taper off there towards the end or as needed, kind of prepare for any hiccups that may occur and don't feel like in the off season I have to do everything on a 5-day basis. I know I'm a little early of where I am right now. Pitch wise, I'm 30-35 pitches. I'm throwing out of a stretch and wind up. I feel like I'm a little bit ahead of where I need to be right now. So again, it gives me a little bit more wiggle room. I've been throwing basically with one bullpen a week, and you know, we'll start building up a little bit more, preparing for spring training and then the Classic.
All right. Well, before I hand you over to John, he's going to touch on this, but how's it feel to be the second best pitcher ever from Alvin High School?
Yeah, I'm just glad to be able to put on a uniform, have my name associated with his. It's incredible.
I mean, is it hard? I mean, obviously, everybody says, "Oh, Alvin, Nolan Ryan." I mean, you know, do you have any relationship with them, or what is it like in Alvin to be a high school pitcher?
I mean, for me, it was an honor. You know, you walk into the field and it's Nolan Ryan Field, and they named it after him. I know he donated a lot of money to it. You have all of his accolades and everything like that on a giant poster board right there when you walk into the school. So you see the no hitters and it's all the records. I mean, I'm sure y'all have seen the Netflix documentary. I thought it was incredible. And I just, you know, I feel like I learned something new all the time about him that I've never known. I was only able to meet him one time. I think he had already moved out of Alvin when I was in high school. I wasn't that big of a name in high school either. I had my first Tommy John when I was a junior. I was able to make it back my senior year. And that's kind of when I got on the board and I was able to get drafted by the Dodgers. But I think he had already moved out to the Texas area or the Arlington area because he was dealing or working with the Rangers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I met him for the first time. It was in 2015 when I was with the Yankees against when we were playing the Astros, and he had actually came to one of the games. And I mean, I felt like that was more nerve wracking than anything. I got Nolan sitting there with his wife, and it just an incredible honor to be able to meet him, and everything that he's been able to do for me, a huge thanks. And, you know, just not only Nolan, but also to his family, Reed, and everyone. They've been out for me.
All right. Awesome. All right. I hand you over to John real quick. He asked a little fun stuff.
Yeah, I get more fun. We get to learn a little bit more about Nathan. So you graduated from Alvin in 2008, Alvin High School. We know where that's Nolan Ryan. Did you play any other sports when you were growing up?
I mean, growing up, I mean, I was always into golf, baseball, basketball. That was really it. Yeah, I mean, mainly basketball, track, things like that. But being in Texas, you play baseball year round. And our high school coach was, hey, if you're going to be a part of the team, you're a part of the team. You got to be committed to it. So I only ever played baseball in high school. I'd fallen off a horse when I was younger, and I got a real bad concussion. My dad's like, you're not playing football. And I never put on the pads or anything or suited up. So I never knew what I was missing. So I never really had that, you know, that desire to play.
Hey, how's your golf game?
In the backyard, things like that. So
are you scratch?
Yeah. How's your golf game?
Oh, my golf game is terrible. Oh, okay. I shoot under 100. It is like I was shot, you know, if I shot scratch. So I'm terrible at golf.
Okay. So I enjoy it, though. Just to let you know, you know, you said you don't know a lot about the minor league guys. Cole Wynn, who's in the minors and he's on the 40-man roster, is a great golfer.
Yeah, hook up with him.
And Mike Maddox is terrific.
Yeah. Yeah, Maddox is really good, too.
So just watch your wallet when you're around those two.
You won't find me out there. No, I'm more into fishing and stuff. I'll be looking in the back ponds for some big bass.
All right, there you go.
All right, now, so coming out of high school, now, in my understanding, you committed to A&M, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so, he knows how old I am. Committed to A&M. Were there any other schools in play? Did you have anybody else you thought you might go to?
So the way A&M worked out was they reached out to me when I was a junior and I had my first Tommy John, and, you know, they gave me the minimum scholarship. And for me, if I didn't recover from my Tommy John and I couldn't get a scholarship for baseball, then I would have that to go to. And I know that they're a great academic school, and that's what I would have. That was the plan.
Okay. So, all right, that's fair. And now, okay, so you're drafted out of high school. I love this question. You were drafted in the 11th round by the Dodgers in 2008. Where, you know, you weren't in New York, you were an 11th rounder. Where were you when you got drafted? How did you find out you'd been drafted?
So I was at home with my dad, and, you know, a lot of the agents were saying that I was going to be a first, you know, on a first round, second round draft. And, you know, we watched and my name didn't pop up, and we, you know, the next day it continues and we're watching, and yeah, I kind of got bored of it. So I think I was in my room playing video games or something like that. And I hear my dad celebrating. He's like, hey, screaming. And I come in there and he's like, you're drafted by the Dodgers 11th round. I'm like, let's go. So we had that special, you know, father son moment at the house together. And it was cool.
All right. Last one. This one, we're going to get you out of here. And then we'll get you on another time this year. We'll have some more fun stuff. So you made your major league debut on August 6th, 2011. That means you got the call up. So that's the way that happened. This is always a fun one for anybody that's been in the big leagues. How'd you find out you were going to the big leagues? Did they mess with you a little bit? What happened?
Yeah, so I was with the Dodgers at the time, and they were going through – they had a string of injuries happening, and I wasn't on the 40-man, so they had to make moves for me, roster moves. And we were – I forget which organization it is. We were playing the Diamondbacks in Double A. I forget where they were at the time, but, you know, they called me in the office. They were like, hey, you're not making your next start. You're going to Arizona, you're not playing, you're not facing the, you know, the minor league Diamondbacks, but the big league guys. So, you know, I flew out and it was awesome. I mean, that whole debut, I remember one of the biggest moments was I was nervous warming up in the bullpen and, you know, taking it all in with the crowd. And they had to, this little girl was singing the national anthem. She had to be 3 or 4 years old and she just absolutely killed it. And I was like, wow. Go out there and sing in front of, like, I don't like interviews. I don't like singing, you know what I mean? In front of people, or you won't see me doing any karaoke's or anything like that. And she went out there and killed it. I was like, if she can do it, I can go out here and pitch. And, you know, I've been doing this for years. So I had a pretty good, you know, debut, and it's where it all started.
Absolutely. Awesome. Anything else?
No, hopefully you can continue with the Rangers here for the next couple, 3 years. That'd be,
yes, sir.
If so, that means good things for the franchise.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Hey, Nathan, thank you so much. I know it's a busy day. You just signed and had the press conference. Taking time to come on, it's really special. Thanks to the Rangers for getting you on here with us. Hey, we'll see you out at the ball field, obviously. We'll see you spring training. Yeah, we'll see you out there. And get you on here again. I got some more fun stuff to ask you.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it, fellas.
All right, man. All right,
that's Nathan Evaldi.